This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Next guest is a real man for all seasons, which is exactly what we need in these times that we're living in here. He, at one time, he was a roving editor for the Reader's Digest, if you can believe that. Now, of course, he writes for WorldNet Daily, other things. He's very prolific. He is extremely interesting and entertaining. Radio show host, does a little bit of everything. Lowell Ponte, we are very happy to have him on. Lowell, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Daniel, always a pleasure to be with you.
The biggest story, our last guest talked about the Me Too movement and Brett Kavanaugh and what have you. You have an article recent on WorldNet Daily about this. This seems to be one of the biggest stories in the world, certainly in America. Let's start with your new article on Brett Kavanaugh. What is it important that we are watching right before us, this train wreck?
Well, one thing we're watching is absolute confirmation that rape is involved in this story. That is, the Democratic Party, its willing accomplice, Christine Blasey Ford, and its leftist comrades in the national media have been raping Brett Kavanaugh. There's no doubt about that. When you realize that the main accusations against him have been as follows, someone touched my body, says Ms. Blasey Ford, but I don't remember the year. I don't remember the month. I don't remember the building it happened in. It's just all kind of hazy to me. But on this basis, I demand that the FBI investigate. Investigate what? There's nothing specific there at all. It's beyond the jurisdiction or purview of the FBI anyway. Its statute of limitations normally would have all run out, even if you can legally hold such a trial in Baltimore. She never filed criminal charges in Baltimore. So it would be absurd 36 years later to invoke them. Only 6 years ago, after Brett Kavanaugh's name had been mentioned by Mitt Romney when he was running for president, did she suddenly realize that she had a vague memory of four nameless men, and now one of them had come into focus for her, and it was Brett Kavanaugh. But she now wants a special hearing for herself in which he must testify first. Even though she's the accuser and has not made clear her accusations, he is to testify first. She is to be able to control exactly who can ask questions and who among the press can come there. And surprisingly enough, she wants only the left-wing press to cover this hearing, not the right-wing press or any balance. In other words, I can go down a list of the oddities of what she's demanding, but what it all comes down to is what Kavanaugh himself said, namely, this is Brave New World. This is 1984 here already, or as I said, this is Alice in Wonderland. You know, first the conviction, then the trial. And we've had many Democrats more than eager to go along with a procedure whereby a letter from this Kavanaugh was apparently in the hands of Dianne Feinstein for the last 6 weeks. So before there was any Kavanaugh hearing, before there was any chance for an investigation into him, when Dianne Feinstein was still talking privately with Mr. Kavanaugh, and she, of course, is a very liberal senator who just was denied the nomination of her own party in convention in California because she wasn't far enough to the left. But now she's suddenly, with only hours to go before Kavanaugh was to be approved by a vote, she brings out this letter from nowhere and then refuses to turn the letter over until last Monday to any Republican on the committee and insists that everything be stopped. Everything be stopped so that an indefinite hearing can be heard into this. Now, understand, we're coming up on an election, and the election may turn the Senate over from Republicans to Democrats, and all they want to do is stall. All they want to do is slow down the process and object loudly when anyone tries to keep the process on track. So, this is what we have, a strange, vague accusation by an accuser who's done everything she can. Oh, yes, she also, among other things, has been very slow to turn over evidence. She has refused so far to turn over evidence from her therapist, who helped her recover her memory only 6 years old of what happened 36 years ago. We don't know, but in most recovered memory cases, scientists will tell you, there are defects. In fact, there can be completely false memories created, just as can be done with hypnosis. And that may have been the case. We don't know. She has also refused to turn over the results of what she calls her lie detector test. She claims to have passed the lie detector test, but only a few minor problems with that. Number one, I could teach you in 5 minutes how to falsify a lie detector test. Easiest thing in the world to do. And all the more so because this was not a screened, real FBI-type lie detector test. This was a test done by someone she chose and paid for by her. So it's her own private. Get the results I want, the way a newspaper gets the results it wants when it conducts a poll kind of test. In other words, this is the reason why no court in the country accepts a lie detector test as evidence. There's just too much room for falsification in them. And that is why, even at that, she will not turn over details of that test. Or she's been doing so very, very slowly. Again, delay in the process. In the meanwhile, what have we found going on around us? Well, number one, Ms. Blasey Ford has opened up a GoFundMe page for herself. As of Friday night, the GoFundMe page had been posted for only 3 days, but had yielded $209,987 in donations. In other words, about $70,000 a day money coming into her. Now, Jonathan Turley, law professor at George Washington University in Washington, has said these are very suspect things, because when a witness puts himself or herself on a GoFundMe page, they're basically putting themselves up for bid. And if they can get more money by being a little more extreme, a little more ideological and so on, they're usually quite happy to do so. It's a definite mercenary incentive to amp up their testimony, and that's exactly what Christine Blasey has done in this instance. Now, in addition to that, should we believe the other witnesses that have now begun coming forth? Well, one of them says, the second witness, says she was drunk at the time of a party where she says she witnessed something, so drunk that her memory was impaired, that she was falling down, that her eyesight was distorted, but she expects to be believed without question by Democrats on the committee, and several seem more than willing to do so. Number three, porn king Larry Flint is just one of many leftists who, in this case, has offered $10 million to anyone who helps impeach Trump. I bring that up because James Carville, a hitman for Bill Clinton, you'll remember, against Paula Jones, once said, if you drag a $100 bill through a trailer park, who knows what you'll get? Well, what happens when you drag $10 million through that trailer park? How many false witnesses are you able to get when they know they're not going to be held to any strict standard and they're going to be backed at whatever they say by the left-wing media? And by the way, the media itself is backed by people like Mazie Hirono, senator from Hawaii, who says that men should simply shut up. Men should not even talk in this process. And that Republicans on the committee must be the only ones to ask her questions. So she will be a young woman, relatively, questioned by old men. And that will be the image the media gets to show to the nation, rather than the female lawyer that the committee has hired to question Ms. Blasey Ford.
How do you think this is going to go?
Strange and arbitrary view going on here. By the way, as to the larger question, why do Democrats care about this? I know we'll get later into what the New World Order and Mr. Trump speaking to the UN this week is all about. But a few days ago, California Governor Jerry Brown said that President Trump will undermine, quote, the world order if we don't get rid of him, close quote. Think about that. And you immediately begin to see where the political divide has come. I mean, the Democratic Party and Republican Party used to be two moderate centrist political parties that could negotiate with each other, that could come to some vague idea of what serves the national interest, and so on. That has now all changed. The Democratic Party has basically been hijacked by a group of radical extremists who are globalists. And what does it mean to be a globalist? It means, as Barack Obama says, they think of themselves as citizens of the world. That was what Mr. Obama said. I found myself asking at the time, where in the Constitution does it say that a citizen of the world is qualified to run for president of the United States? As far as I know, it isn't. But their entire orientation is they want to see the United States and all other nation states just washed away, the way the European nation wants all of the European nations within it erased from the world map, replaced by a massive centralized governance, global or near global. And because
Let me go back on. We got about a little over a minute and a half or so before the break. Let's go back on this situation. I am shocked that I'm seeing Democratic senators, what have you. I asked the last guest this, too. I'll ask you. It's like they're reading off a script and they're saying Brett Kavanaugh must defend this charge, these charges, and must prove his innocence. And
on
what planet can you prove a negative? How in the world are you going to prove a negative and do it by Thursday? Prove a negative and do it by Thursday.
Yeah,
how do you do that?
What that means in logical terms is prove there are no white crows on the planet. Oh, you can't? Well, that's too bad. You're now guilty of witchcraft. But that's what it amounts to. You're right. So Brett Kavanaugh is expected not only to prove his innocence, but to do so without even having heard the charges against him. He is supposed to testify first in this procedure. Her charge is coming from a woman whose memory is at best very, very cloudy. I don't know if anyone would want a world where that kind of justice prevails. But, of course, this is all justified because they say Brett Kavanaugh would take away a woman's right to abortion. This is a major objection by Mazie Hirono, the senator from Hawaii. The problem is twofold. Number one, surely Mazie Hirono realizes that if you allow wide-open abortion paid for by the taxpayer, most of the babies aborted are going to be female. Don't call that a feminist point of view. That's an anti-woman point of view. Unless, of course, all women is eradicated from the planet, but that will be the result.
Hold that thought, Lowell. We're coming out of break. On the other side, more with Lowell. Current events, UN, Iran, Chinese spies, Venezuela, all of it. Lowell Ponte, WorldNet Daily writer extraordinaire. Stay tuned.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Discussed the show, and we were discussed more from a woman who says she's afraid to fly. That's one of her reasons that she used, and her dog ate her homework. That's the other, resisting to testify. We spent a lot of time on this. Couple follow-up questions I think are important. One, Lowell, what is the end game here? And two, why do the Republicans on this on these committees, it's so obvious this is so political and so whatever, why do they let the Democrats get away with this? Is America that stupid? Or the Republican Party that stupid? What?
Well, basically, yes. The New York Times, just a day or so ago, Brian Fallon, one of the chief operatives for Hillary Clinton, top former spokesman for her, said the entire purpose of this exercise is not morality. In fact, probably Judge Kavanaugh is one of the most moral people sexually ever to seek office in the United States. Rather, the issue is how do we stop Donald Trump from appointing anyone to the Supreme Court? And we do it by delay. In fact, Fox News host Tucker Carlson only Friday ago explained under the U.S. Senate's arcane rules, if Republicans do go along with having a hearing on Thursday, as they have, then the clock would run out potentially and Kavanaugh's nomination process will end before the vote on his confirmation a week later could be taken. They would simply end it procedurally, and Republicans seem not to pay any attention to that. Maybe they feel they have a way around it. But Democrats would like to just bring forth one woman after another. It doesn't matter whether they're bought and paid for to give testimony. As long as it delays, as long as there is an endless slowdown of the process, that will achieve the Democrats' end of dragging things to the November midterms. After all, we're virtually in October now. So as to the Republican side and what they're doing, I have asked myself that at great length. I mean, I was born and raised a Republican. I worked in the Republican side of the legislature in Sacramento and California. I have been a conservative journalist in Washington, D.C. I've seen how just pathetic government is. First, you have to remember, government is made up of people who love power and glory. And that's true of both sides. You do not find a whole lot of people who are highly virtuous. Number two, the parties don't really know who they are. The Democrats right now are, for example, discovering that their base is far to the left of most of their politicians. And so the politicians are running frantically to keep up with the base, to move farther and farther to the left. Republicans, remember, used to be the progressive party in America. You go back 100 years or so, and the Republicans were the party of big centralized government in Washington. It was Abraham Lincoln who gave us the first military conscription, which said that the bodies of everyone are the property of the government. It was the Republican Party who gave us the first income tax. It was the Republicans who gave us the first totally fraudulent paper money in the country called greenbacks, a paper money so worthless they were paying our troops with that the government itself would not accept greenbacks in payment of taxes. Think about that. And so the Republican Party has found it very hard to follow the lead of Barry Goldwater and Ronald Reagan and now Donald Trump in moving away from the old progressive direction. The other thing is, in the wake of Franklin Roosevelt, Republicans have been scared to death by Democrats. They have gone along with the assumption that the Democrats really represent the majority, whether they do or not. And therefore, Republicans are always trying to play Democrat light. Or as Newt Gingrich once said of Bob Dole, he's just a tax collector for the welfare state. He's offering you the welfare state, the Democrat style of government, only 5 or 10% cheaper. And therefore, you're supposed to be grateful. But they both lead to the same destination. They're both going to take America off a cliff, one at 65 miles an hour, the other at 50 miles an hour. But they'll both destroy America as a capitalist country. And, of course, since World War II, we've seen both parties become basically globalist, believe that all differences end at the water's edge, that we are all supposed to follow a world policy and share the United Nations and so on. Well, in fact, that's quite contrary to the nationalism that Donald Trump is offering. Donald Trump, like many European nations, like the British did in their vote for Brexit to leave the European Union, are saying, no, we'd rather be a nation in charge of our own country than have all our rules decided. You know, the British woke up one day in June 2016 and realized that 63% of all their laws and regulations were not coming from people they'd voted for. They were coming from unelected bureaucrats in Brussels with the European Union. And those Brussels bureaucrats had handed down doctrine that England could no longer control its own immigration policy. That if someone was welcomed to Germany as an immigrant, as millions of Muslims have been in recent years, they then have every right to pick up and move to England. England does not have any right to control their coming. And once they arrive in England, they can say, oh, I didn't find a job I liked, therefore I'm going on welfare. And they're entitled to stay on welfare.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
A new accuser came forward to accuse Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh as being complicit in a gang rape during his high school years. Now, Judge Kavanaugh came out and quickly denounced his statements and said, quote, this is ridiculous and from the Twilight Zone. I don't know who this is and it never happened. Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley on the new information.
Our lawyers, if we can make the contact, get on it right away. So obviously with this one, we have a contact, and our lawyers are on it right now. our staff investigators, and I won't have anything because I can't say anything until they get done.
Bill Cosby will serve his sentence in a new state prison in the Philadelphia suburbs where he's being housed in a single cell near the infirmary. The prison system assigned Cosby the inmate number NN7687. The warden has said he would like to let Cosby go into the general population if it's safe for him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Power Hour. We're talking to Lowell Ponte, writer for WorldNet Daily, among other things. Just very prolific, and his point of view is always pertinent. I'd like to remind you of the specials over at the Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com. Of course, the Super Silver is now on sale. Cold and flu season is one of those things you have to have. Just take some, like Glenn does. He takes some every day, especially if you feel yourself getting sick, try it every day and see what happens. See how you react. A lot of people have had a heck of a lot of success with that colloidal silver. And remember, the pioneers, they used to put silver dollars in milk. They used to even suck on silver dollars if they didn't feel well. Yeah, that's true. And the importance of silver. The REM sleep, of course, if you wake up in the morning and you don't feel refreshed, you don't feel like you have had a good night's sleep, you don't feel charged up for the day, then probably, or there's a good chance, that something with your sleep cycle is going on. You're not going into REM sleep, reparative sleep, what have you. Try a bottle of the REM sleep over at the Power Mall. It's on sale. thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Lowell. Lowell, just quickly, I don't want to spend any more time on this charade. They supposedly they're going to have a vote on Friday. Is Kavanaugh going to get nominated, yes or no?
You mean confirmed? Oh, I would hope.
I mean,
so.
Confirmed, yes. Confirmed,
I mean, Republicans
sorry.
Have a choice. They can, of course. See, the problem I'm dealing with is that the Republican Party is now schizophrenic. There are a lot of people who still think of themselves as progressive Republicans of the globalist variety. They would rather have a one-world government. They would rather have the U.S. asserting heavy military power around the planet. In other words, they're basically liberals, only they don't know it. And, of course, the Democrats are no longer liberals. They're no longer really Democrats. They would like to see democracy crushed any way they can because the people are inclined to vote against them. So, therefore, we've seen a total transformation underway of both political parties. Now, what will that lead to with Kavanaugh? We don't know, but it doesn't take very many Republicans turning against him. It might be Jeff Flake, who spent his time as a U.S. senator from Arizona being not a Republican, but being someone who went down to Cuba and virtually licked the dust off Fidel Castro's boots, and who then found when he came home that if he ran for re-election, he'd lose by 40% in the race against a real Republican. So he now is very angry, and he is going to have to content himself with the eternal glory of being a pundit on MSNBC or Marxist Socialist NBC. So he might actually benefit himself from his point of view by voting against Kavanaugh. And that would take it down, of course, to our vice president and what vote he would cast in an election. That would be an interesting contest. Of course, many Democrats would like to see Mike Pence removed from office, too, because to remove just Trump is to leave Republican power intact. They would like to see some gimmick whereby, for example, the Supreme Court stepping in and asserting the power to remove an illegitimately elected president. This has been advocated by Robert Reich, the Labor Secretary under Bill Clinton and others. And if they could do that, then we could have a surprise president, a president from Baltimore, Maryland. We could have President Nancy Pelosi, because the third person in the line of succession would be the Speaker of the House, and by then the Democrats could control the House. There's a thought for
well,
you.
Well, yeah, that'll keep you up at night. That's not going to happen. Let's just not even go there. You talked about the globalists. You talked quite a bit about them. You've written about them pretty sharply. Trump went into basically the belly of the beast this week to the United Nations and gave a speech. What were your reactions to that?
Oh, I was delighted. I mean, he said basically the United States is still a nation. We assert our nationhood. We're not trying to become part of a global imperium of some kind. And therefore, we are going to make America great again and let you people out there in the world make yourselves great again if you can, too. But we're not going to give in to being ruled by a world court or being ruled by votes of the United Nations or the like, most of which simply being little dictators all over the world have a vote equal to ours in the UN General Assembly. And that's not really a direction designed for health or sanity in the future of the world.
The Iran deal, what is left of this? It's all boiled down very confusing. Europe supposedly continues to want the Iran deal. Trump has threatened, not threatened, whatever, to pull out of it. What are we looking at with the Iran deal? What is left here? What is important to know?
Well, Europeans have gone in and snapped up many of the contracts for airliners and so on that had gone to Boeing and American companies. And they would love to keep that if they could. Europe, after all, is a rather cynical place after thousands of years from the Roman Empire on, and they're capable of doing almost anything. In addition, economically, they are ruled by Germany, and Germany doesn't really like the United States, and you can't blame Germany too much for that. They were defeated in two world wars, largely through American influence. So they believe they would be ruling Europe entirely right now, were it not for that. Now, their third attempt to take control of Europe was the implementation of the European Union and that currency called the euro, which is really the Deutschmark in disguise. So Germany has been trying to conquer Europe a third time starting in 1999, and American influence has largely thwarted that as well. We've encouraged nationalism, and we have countries like France, headed by Mr. Macron. Mr. Macron has, by the way, admitted that if the people of France were allowed a plebiscite, if they were allowed to vote on whether to stay in the European Union or not, they would probably leave the European Union too. That's why he is not giving them a vote. And that's the whole point of the EU, is to do away with democracy. In fact, in the book, in Craig Smith's and my most recent book, you see him about once a week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. We go into a bit of the interesting history of the European Union. It was originally created and conceived of by a fellow named Jean Monnet, a French intellectual after World War II, who envisioned putting together a European order. And as they were voting on Brexit, a British author, Frederick Forsyth, who also wrote Day of the Jackal, The Odessa File, and other such books, but as a journalist, he looked into Monet's basically confidential notebooks. And in them, he found a lot of interesting observation. For example, he found Monet writing, Europe's nations should be guided towards the superstate, now called the European Union, without their people understanding what is happening. This can be accomplished by successive steps, each disguised as having an economic purpose, but which will eventually and irreversibly lead to federation. In other words, the turning of nation of Europe away from nations like France and Germany and England and so on into one super state called the European Union, which will have its own army, which will have its own economic base, which will stand as a superpower in its own right against the United States, and which will have enough military might to crush any nation that tries to leave. So it's a rather ugly thing, and it's, of course, like much of the globalist movement, designed to be anti-democratic, the same way the Democratic Party is now, which led me a few weeks ago in a column at WorldNet Daily to ask the question, under our truth in advertising laws and so on, how could we allow the Democratic Party to continue to call itself the Democratic Party when almost everything it does is anti-democratic? Is trying to run the United States, not by elections, but by the unelected state, by bureaucrats, by unelected judges, by unelected reporters, and so on, and to crush the elected people.
Lowell, could you please, Lowell, back off your phone just a hair when you talk. You're bursting a little bit. You're a little too close to the phone. Just back off just a hair, and that'll get rid of some of the bursting.
Okay.
You were talking. The EU, what we're looking at, Donald Trump obviously represents, at least on the surface, a sea change. What do you think the future is going to hold? Obviously, America was set up to deindustrialize, to be morphed into, swallowed into this globalist hole, whatever this is. Now it looks like we're stabilizing and trying to pull out of that. What is the future going to hold? Are we going to be able to do that in this whole, with the whole world looking at us and really needing us and wanting us?
Well, he's going to have to make at least the Republican Party over more in his own image if he's to succeed, for a simple reason. Donald Trump is only good for another, what, 6.5 years or thereabouts as president. I mean, he's already halfway through his first of two terms. And as such, he can't last forever. And when he goes, is there anyone else charismatic enough and strongly enough based in his own personality, tolerable or not, that he could simply defy the rest of the world? There's a certain advantage to being a billionaire, for example. You can't be easily bought and sold by somebody else. Is there anyone else on the Republican horizon who could take Donald Trump's place? I don't see such a person right now.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Well, we don't know. We don't know what the future is, and things are changing by the day. I want to go back towards the Constitution. That's what I want. That's what I'm concerned about, and I'm really excited about those ways in which we have. On the other side, one more segment with Lowell Ponte and his book. We'll talk about his new book. He's written with Craig Smith. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond dresses. progressive genes. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
As you can tell, Lowell can talk about a variety of subjects and do it very well, very provocatively. His new book called Money, Morality, and the Machine is available, and he has an older book, The Future Looks Like Baltimore. Talk about a provocative title. You can check those out wherever books are sold. In the last segment here, you know, it seems like every generation, Lowell, seems to repeat the same things. I don't know if they're not teaching history in school anymore or what, but about a lifetime it takes to get rid of people who are for socialism. Down in south of the border, Venezuela, supposedly this socialist utopia that has really all advantages you could want for a socialist country. The oil reserves it has a huge base to be able to trade with, to be able to do whatever, but yet now they can't even feed the people, and lines for gas are 5 days long. What do we need to know and learn about Venezuela?
Well, to begin with, Karl Marx taught the idea that there must be a phase of capitalism before you can even attempt communism, because capitalism is a productive system. It will build up wealth, and then you will have wealth to redistribute when you go to the redistributive system of socialism. The one thing Marx did not ever have a good answer for is, okay, what happens when everything gets redistributed? And everybody, every guinea pig is standing there with his hands out saying, give me more. And the answer at that point has always been, you have to impose a dictatorship and tell people you will now go spend the rest of your life working in the sugarcane field or in the coal mine or whatever. And if you don't, we'll shoot you because we need the money. You notice that in Venezuela just a few days ago, Mr. Maduro made a display of eating a large, sumptuous meal in a foreign restaurant, while at home his people are starving, literally. The average Venezuelan has lost more than 20 pounds weight. Many children are starving in the street because the government has simply, well, to begin with, they turned everything over to totally incompetent people to run their oil and other industries. And those people have just made a mess of everything. That is typical when you're judged not by your skill at business, but by your skill at politics. That winds up being a rather bad standard for running companies. Everybody gets number 12 badly made shoes. And the slogan of the people, as it was in the Soviet Union, becomes, they pretend to pay us and we pretend to work. So it's just another form of slavery or serfdom. That basically is one of the little secrets of how socialism, that selling socialism here doesn't tell people they're not a progressive philosophy. They're a regressive reactionary philosophy that wants to take us back to feudalism. And why they love feudalism, as Eric Hoffer, the longshoreman philosopher, pointed out, is that was the last time that the intellectual class was part of the ruling class in society. Intellectuals are usually paid what they're worth, which normally isn't that much. And I speak as an intellectual. But in Venezuela, they've had the problem that they've squandered all the money that President Hugo Chavez's daughter, who's now about 30, 35, is worth $4.2 billion, money that she has stashed like the average Latin American dictator.
Wow.
In banks in New York and Europe. And so the country has been impoverished. It's being held in place by 14,000 Cuban secret police who oppress the people and who shoot down serious enemies of the regime. People are fleeing the country by the millions. The money is inflating at more than 1,000,000% this year. It has hyperinflation as Germany did in 1923. If you had one gold coin, you could buy a rather sumptuous house in Venezuela today. But who would want a house in Venezuela? That's the challenge. So they've made a mess of the country, as socialism always does, because it's just contrary to human nature. And I speak as someone whose ancestors were utopian socialist communards of the Icarian variety. They came to the U.S., the Mississippi Basin, in 1848 from France, to create a heaven on earth. And that's what socialism promises people. Forget the Bible, forget getting your heaven from a God who believes in you as an individual. Rather, you can make your own heaven on earth with a big enough government and a big enough elite of super smart people who can tell you what to do. And we will all share equally, and everything will be wonderful. The problem is, historically, that never works out. You wind up with the Soviet Union, a nomenclatura. Yes?
We got a couple of minutes. We got about 3 minutes before the end of the interview.
Oh.
What do you make of our educational system? Because I am so, you know, these public schools, government schools is what they are. They teach government. That's what they're teaching. They are raising a generation of socialists. What do you make of this?
The country is committing suicide, basically. I think the first thing we should do is stop donating to public universities that have heavy active socialism on the campus. And basically, we should tell employers, here are the most socialist campuses in America. Stop hiring people who graduate from these places because they are like rattlesnakes. You know, you do not want them in your company. And if you totally devalued the degrees those schools are offering, then you would have a very different environment. By the way, we go into this at great length in Money, Morality, and the Machine. And if people would like an absolutely free copy, I remind you, you can get one postpaid, won't cost you a thing for the holidays, by calling 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. I apologize if I'm repetitive. But, yes, we need to understand that socialism is a very destructive and unworkable philosophy that people seem to like because they've seen capitalism that doesn't appear to work. Donald Trump is reversing that. He is creating a capitalism that does work, but it doesn't appeal to people's impulse not to work. And a great many people would prefer to think of themselves as part of a ruling elite, or at least in tune with a ruling intelligentsia, and to preach at others, and to have the government or somebody else support them. It's a natural, lazy impulse in humankind, I'm afraid. And you just feel a whole lot better knowing that you don't have to lift a finger. But, of course, the problem is that leads to social destruction.
You mentioned that we're committing suicide here in America and our founding principles. Are we going to be able to get back to the Declaration of Independence and Constitution? And if we are, how?
Once we purge this millennial generation, which has been a toxic, horrifying thing, which, by the way, has on average 6 fewer IQ points than the generation before it. The generation after the millennials appears to be smarter, however, and appears to be much more inclined to be religious, to be moral, to be hardworking. So we just need to survive the millennials if we can.
The book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, very interesting perspectives. Lowell goes into this in detail, some of these things. Of course, then The Future Looks Like Baltimore, another book. Lowell Ponte, writer for WorldNet Daily, among others. So good to be with you, my friend, and God bless you.
And God bless you. Thanks for having the courage to be a beacon of light for people.
Thank you. That's very nice. A beacon of light. That's what we are at the Power Hour here. A beacon of light. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. I will not be here tomorrow, but I'll be back on Friday with Jordan Maxwell. Jordan Maxwell. End of the week. Stay tuned.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.